Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, we were talking about correlation. And correlation, as it directly applies to a series of manuals that came out in the late 1990s that highlighted a lot of the teachings of various presidents of the Mormon Church. Now, the Mormon Church has had 16 presidents since it was founded in 1830. And one thing that I find interesting, Eric, in this list of these manuals that they've been putting out, there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to the order in which they were produced. Now, the first one they came out was Brigham Young. You would have thought they would have come out with Joseph Smith being the founder of the Mormon movement, but that wasn't to be the case. So in 1997, the Brigham Young Manual, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young, was published, but as you mentioned yesterday, it was not taught until the following year. They seemed to come out a little bit early. I don't know why. Is it to give people an opportunity to kind of read ahead?
And yeah, every one of these manuals is printed the year before, probably so people can actually buy them, get them set up, because they're supposed to start in January, the second and third Sundays. But Brigham Young's, as there are a total of three volumes, that went for 2 years. And so his went from 1998 to 99. And then the 2000-2001, Joseph F. Smith,
the sixth president of the church.
His manual came out. And then the other one that had a two-year span was Joseph Smith Jr. from 2008 and 9. And so then we also have others. 2002 was Harold B. Lee. 2003 was John Taylor. 2004, Heber J. Grant. 2005, David O. McKay. 2006, Wilford Woodruff. 2007, Spencer W. Kimball. I mentioned Smith in 2008 and 9, and then they did a two-year layoff on that so they could go over the Gospel Principles Manual. That is a general manual made for probably newer members so they can get an overview of what Mormonism teaches.
And we do plan on doing a series looking at Gospel Principles. We don't know exactly when we're going to do that, but we do plan on doing that.
But sooner than later, most likely. Yes. And then George Albert Smith was done in 2012, and Lorenzo Snow in 2013. And by the way, if you're interested in seeing rebuttals to some of the arguments used in these two manuals, I have produced a chapter-by-chapter analysis of these two different manuals. I'm still working on the Snow as we finish out the year, but that's on our main website, mrm.org. You can go to the very top of the main page, and you can click there, and you can actually see responses to that. And then just a couple of months ago, they released the newest manual, which will be for next year, 2014, and that's with 10th President Joseph Fielding Smith, probably out of all of the 16 presidents, one of the greatest theologians this church has ever had, as far as doctrine is concerned.
We cite a lot from Joseph Fielding Smith, a very well-respected leader in the church, and as you said, probably one of their foremost theologians. Bruce McConkie was his son-in-law, and yep. Of course, Bruce McConkie wrote a lot of books that dealt with doctrinal issues pertaining to Mormonism.
And then Joseph F. Smith was the father of Joseph Fielding Smith, and so there's that connection there. Those three men probably are most prolific when it comes to writing about Mormon teaching. When they did Joseph Fielding Smith about 3 months ago, before they actually named him, we did not know, and we were predicting which of the remaining presidents they would do next, and we kind of concluded that Joseph Fielding Smith probably would be the man, and he ended up being that. And they only now have four presidents who have not been covered, and that is Ezra Taft Benson, Howard W. Hunter, who served for about a year.
That's going to be a real thin book, I would think, because Hunter really wasn't known for saying a lot of stuff. I mean, Hunter didn't leave a legacy of a lot of doctrinal stuff. But
and then you also have Gordon B. Hinckley, who I think is probably one of the most beloved presidents the church has ever had, especially for the 20th century. And then Thomas S. Monson, the current president, and they've never, well, they've only been doing this for 15 years, but they've never done one on a living president, like when Hinckley was alive. So we
I wonder what they're going to do if Thomas Monson lives a little bit longer than what many of these people might think.
Because we're predicting probably the next one for 2015 will either be Benson or Hinckley.
I don't want to sound mean or anything, but I would think Thomas Monson's is probably going to be one of the more boring of all the manuals, because Monson, he doesn't talk on doctrinal issues either. He just likes to tell stories.
Yeah.
And those little anecdotal stories get a little tiresome after a while. But who knows? Maybe they can come up with some things that we were not aware of. But I know Thomas Monson, he's just not known for really expounding on a lot of doctrinal issues. He wasn't anything at all like a Joseph Fielding Smith, that's for sure.
Now, I put together an article that you can go onto our website, our main page, and you can click on that. Or if you go to mrm.org and /teaching-of-presidents-topics, you can actually get the article I have. And what I've done is I compiled all of the different chapters, what their focus was, to be able to see what was it they were emphasizing in all the manuals. And if you go there, you'll see more of an analysis. But I want to talk in the next few days about some of the more popular topics where they dedicated entire chapters to those topics. And I'm going to ask you a question in just a minute, Bill, to ask you what you think some of those topics will be, but I'm going to help you out. I'm going to tell you topics that are not top 40, and some of these might surprise you. They do have chapters on all of the topics I'm going to talk about right now, but they do not land in the top 40. Apostasy, chastity, there's nothing, there are chapters, but not top. Final judgment, kingdom of God, parenthood, perfection, plan of salvation. The next one is a real surprise, not top 40, repentance. They did a few chapters, but not top 40. Sacrament, work, or worship. So they're talked about more than once, but they were not the most popular topics. Now, let me tell you.
If I remember, though, a lot of those topics are addressed in Gospel Principles.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so.
They are talked about, but as far as when you're going from one manual to the next, it might have been in this one, but it wasn't in the next five. And so it wasn't one of the most popular. There were some topics that were not even mentioned one chapter at all in any of those manuals. And I'm kind of being facetious when I talk about they did not have a chapter about living allowances for general authorities or mission presidents.
No, I don't think they would do that because they're too busy telling everybody their leaders don't get paid.
They didn't have anything on polygamy or polyandry. Not one chapter dedicated to that topic, which is interesting because if this were written 100 years ago, 125 years ago, I'm sure they would have had chapters every time on that topic.
Well, yeah, and if I remember correctly, when the Brigham Young Manual came out in the late 1990s, that was one of the criticisms that was brought against that manual because a lot of people said it gave the impression that Brigham Young only had one wife.
You sure would think that if you didn't know any better.
Yeah, you would think that if any of the manuals had the topic of polygamy, it would be Brigham Young or Joseph Smith. Now, the Joseph Smith manual, I can't recall. It's been a long time since I looked at it. There was nothing on that subject in that one either?
They did talk about it. They mentioned he had other wives, but did not go into great detail.
But there's no chapter on it.
There's no chapter, and they didn't go into a whole lot of detail. Blacks in the priesthood were not talked about. Again, if this were written 50 years ago, I'm sure there would have been a few chapters had they written this series at that time.
Especially in the Spencer Kimball manual, because he was president at the time that change was made in 1978.
Sure. Nothing having to do with homosexuality at all. I mean, as far as a chapter dedicated to homosexuality should not be practiced. So with that as a background, Bill, if I were to ask you, what do you think were some of the top issues that these chapters were dedicated to? What were some topics that you think would be in the top 40?
Oh, boy. He's blindsiding me here. He didn't give me a chance to study up on this question, but I would say offhand, it would probably be atonement. I would think Joseph Smith would be one. Exaltation, perhaps, or godhood. I would think those would be the biggies. Right off the bat, that's what I would
think. Yeah, and the three you hit are top 40. And, and
only 40.
40. Well, actually, two of the three you hit were top 20.
Okay.
But let me quickly go through some of the issues that were from 21 to 40, just so you can hear what were some of the more popular teachings. Agency was was there. Atonement.
Did say that.
You did say that. Baptism was very popular. church organization. They're very much into the idea that the church is organized the way it is because it goes back to the days of the Bible. And so they had chapters dedicated to that. Death was one. Interesting.
Mm. Was that combined with death in the afterlife? Or just
in essence, yeah. And so they were talking about what happens at death and where you go and that kind of, you know, because Mormonism does emphasize where we've been, why we're here, and where we're going. And so after you die, here's the situation. Faith was very popular. This might be a surprise to you, but forgiveness was there. Forgiveness was a topic that they talk about. Holy Ghost, as well as gifts of the Spirit, they dealt with that. Money and finances. Premortality was a big topic. Resurrection, Sabbath, Second Coming, teaching, truth. That's an interesting topic itself. Tithing was in the top 40. Unity in the church.
Where was tithing on that?
It was between, I don't have an exact order here, but it was between 21 and 40.
21 and 40.
Hmm. Yeah. Unity in the church. Women, which includes Relief Society, and the Word of Wisdom. And so those topics were certainly very popular, but were not top 20. Now, you mentioned two of them. We're going to get to those in the next few days. And I want to share with you some of the quotes from those top 20 topics. I want to pull out a few and just share with you quotes that I think we've been saying all along, this is what Mormonism teaches, this is what they're emphasizing, and here we're going to be supported by these different manuals.
And again, I want to make it very clear that the reason why a lot of the quotations that we find in these manuals really don't shock us is because we've been citing the leadership for years. We've always felt that going to the primary sources is probably one of the best ways of understanding what Mormons at least are supposed to believe, not necessarily what they all do believe. And that is a very important thing to remember. We cannot expect every Latter-day Saint to either agree or espouse a lot of the teachings that have come through the leadership. Many of them do not, but they are supposed to. That's the point that we're trying to make here and why we feel that these manuals are good sources to turn to when we are talking to our LDS friends about the unique beliefs of the Mormon Church.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wanted to understand some of the basic beliefs of your Mormon neighbors but didn't really know where to begin? Well, starting at 9 in the morning on Saturday, November 9th, Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be presenting a Compassionate Boldness Symposium at Provo Baptist Church, located in the downtown Provo area. Together, we will examine the Mormon view of the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Godhead, salvation, with special emphasis on how to effectively dialogue with Mormon family members, friends, and co-workers. Those in attendance will receive a complimentary set of notes. Now remember, the event is free, though a love offering will be taken to further the efforts of Mormonism Research Ministry. We will also have a book table available for your convenience. The presentation goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 9th at Provo Baptist Church, located at 700 West and 100 North. Again, that's 700 West and 100 North, Provo Baptist Church in Provo. We hope to see you there.